Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the beauty treatment administered to Aunt Charity seems to have been a tremendous success. Grandpappy Spears has been quite overcome by her new beauty and charm, and it looks as though Lum and Abner will succeed in their attempts to reunite the old couple. As looking on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their Jot'em Down store and library. Lum is talking on the telephone. Listen.
Well, yeah, I know he's interested in you now, Aunt Charity, but the thing for you to do is to play hard to get.
Wouldn't post office be a better game for him to play, Lum?
Well, I mean, act like Grandpappa will have to work awful hard before he can win you.
Some kissing and hugging and that thing.
No, it won't scare him away. Listen, I know what I'm talking about. You do like I say, and everything will come out fine. Why, sure. Well, you just try it and see.
Better than
that. Well, don't worry, it will. All right, Aunt Charity. Or not at all, just proud to help. Goodbye.
Doggy Islam, are you sure now that you're giving Aunt Charity the right advice?
Of course I am.
Well, I just don't understand it. First, we do everything we can to get Grandpap to fall in love with Aunt Charity. And now that he's fell, why, you tell her to act that way like she don't care nothing about him.
Well, that's the way to handle these romantic things.
Huh?
If a fella thinks there's something he can't have, that makes him want it all the more.
Does, huh?
Of course it does.
Huh.
Take yesterday, for instance. When we thought that was some other woman he was talking to over at the Macmillans', and I called up and told him he ought to stay away from that woman, what happened?
Well, he just come over here mad in a hornet and said we couldn't talk that away about the woman he loved. That's what he said.
That's what I'm talking about. See, as soon as we told him to keep away from her, it made him want to do just the opposite.
Well, yeah, Lum, but that's just called Grandpap such a stubborn old varmint.
No, it ain't there all that way. That's just the psychology of love. You take the generality of men, folks. They all act the same way.
Well, I just hope you're right. We want to get them two back together again, Lum, not get them separated further apart than they've ever been.
Well, don't worry. We're on the right track now.
I hope so.
You recollect all the time we was urging Grandpap to go over and see Aunt Charity, you wouldn't have nothing to do with her.
No.
Said you was touched in the head, and I don't know what all.
Well, yeah, but that was before we sent her to that beauty saloon, got her all fixed up fancy that way, Lum. When he seen her yesterday with all that artificial coloring and flavoring on herself, why, he never noticed Aunt Charity. He thought she's some different woman.
Not no more he don't.
He knows who she is now?
Of course he does. Hmm. And he can't get over how much she's changed.
Well,
he thinks he must not have taken a very good look at her before yesterday.
Well, does he know that she's his own wife?
Oh, no, no. He won't know that till he gets his memory back.
Oh.
See, he still thinks he's Buster V. Davenport from Toledo and that she's Milford Spears' sister.
Yeah. Well, if we can get them to get married again, will they become Mr. and Ms. Davenport now?
Well, they will until he gets shut of his amnesia.
Doggies. It's a small world, ain't it?
Yeah, I told Grandpap to come over to the store this morning and I'd help him plan his courtship for him.
Plan his courtship?
Yeah, tell him when to take her flowers and when to buy her candy and what kind of love notes to write her and all that junk.
Well, do you know all that stuff, Lum?
Sure I do. I'm an expert on that stuff. Got natural talents for it.
You have, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Well, how come then that you never got nobody to marry you, Lum?
Well, what'd you say?
I say, if you're such an expert on courtshipping and such as that, well, how come you was never able to get no woman to accept you when you proposed to him?
Well, the main reason is I never found a girl I wanted to marry, that's why.
Well, then how come you always get so broke up when them girls that you's in love with would marry somebody else?
Oh, I just act that way. Just try to be polite, that's all. I'm an actor.
Polite?
Yeah, if I let them know how glad I was I didn't have to marry him, they'd have been insulted.
They would, huh?
Yeah, I don't want to insult nobody.
No.
Especially a woman. A true gentleman never insults a woman. I've always said that.
Uh-huh.
And I could have married any one of them girls without even half trying.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's the truth.
Well, I agreed with you.
No, you never.
I said, didn't I?
Yeah, but I didn't like the tone of your face when you said it.
Well, I don't know what other tone I can get my face to say, That ain't a hard word to say. Just open your mouth and say, and close it on the and you got it.
Yeah, but you don't need to say it's a susceptible.
Huh? I never said it no way, Lum. Wait a minute. There comes Grandpap up.
Oh, good. Don't forget we want to make him think he's going to have a hard time winning, Aunt Charity.
Yeah. If you think that's best, that's what
we'll do. Well, it is. I know it is. You just wait and see.
Right. I hope you're right. That's all I've got to say. Well, howdy, Buster.
Yeah, howdy. I love you truly.
Doggies, you're looking awful chipper today, Buster.
Oh, yeah. I feel pretty good. Yes, sirree, sir. Pretty good.
Well, I'm proud to hear that.
Granny, you even got on your necktie today, ain't you?
Oh, yeah. A fellow ought to look his best these days. Keep up the morale of the country, you know.
You wouldn't be aiming on wrapping around to see no woman today, would you?
Oh, I don't know. I might. Thought maybe I'd stop by and visit Miss Spears for a little while.
Well, it ain't no use, Buster. You might as well take your necktie off right now.
Eh, what's that?
She'll just slam the door in your face.
Abner, careful now. Don't overdo it.
Huh?
What'd you say, Lum?
I never said nothing, Buster.
Well, what's this about her slamming a door in my face?
Well, she's hard to get, Buster.
Well, now, wait a minute. Abner don't mean exactly what he said. He just meant that, Well, he meant that a feller has to watch his step and play his cards just right, or he'll lose out altogether with a woman like Charity Spears.
Is that what I meant?
Yeah.
Well, run over it again there, Lum. I'd sort of like to understand what I'm saying a little better, I believe.
I'll explain it to you some other time.
Playing cards, I never heard me say that.
Be quiet, Abner. You see, Buster, a woman as beautiful and popular as Miss Spears is ain't easy to win.
Well, I believe I can win her. I ain't so slow myself, you know.
Yeah, but you have to do everything just right. For instance, you said you was going to drap around and visit her this afternoon, didn't you?
Yeah, sure, that's what I was aiming on doing.
Well, now, that ain't no way to start courting a popular woman like her. First of all, you ought to call her up and ask her if you can come over there.
Yeah, that's the thing to do.
She might have four or five other fellas over there visiting her, for all you know.
For their land's sakes, who are they, Lum?
Oh, different fellas. Be quiet, Abner.
Huh?
Lord, me sakes, I never realized she's that popular.
Me neither.
Of course, I ain't surprised none, pretty as she is. Yeah, I reckon I better do that. Can I use your telephone?
Yeah, I doubt, though, she'll even talk to you, Buster. Doubt it.
Ever hate you. Now, let me handle it.
Well, I'm just trying to do like you said. You told me to make him think that you never cared nothing about him. That's what.
Hello? Who is this, Miss Spears? This is Buster V. Davenport talking.
I hope she hangs up for easy.
Yes, ma'am. Well, say, I'd sort of like to drap over and see you this afternoon. That is, if all them other fellers ain't there. Oh, I don't know who they are. Lum said they was there.
Hey, how'd you know about that anyway, Lum?
Be quiet.
What's that, Miss Spears?
You must be a mind.
Oh, well, that'll be fine. Yeah, well, I'll be there. Yes, sirree, sir. Oh, all right, Miss Spears. You can count on me. Goodbye. All right, Jimmy, I'm in luck.
How?
She said I could come over in half hour.
Well, what'd she say about them other fellers, Buster?
Well, right at first she didn't seem to like she knowed what I was talking about.
Well.
And she final said she'd get shut of them by the time I got there.
Well, I do know. Doggies, I'd love to know who them fellers are.
Abner, stop worrying about that. I'll explain it to you later.
Well, I reckon I'll start over that away.
Wait a minute, Buster. You can't go over just yet. You gotta take her something.
Take her something?
Why, sure. A box of candy or something.
Huh? What's the matter that he's got to take her something? I never heard of a feller just going over to see somebody in the afternoon, Lum. He had to carry him a box of candy or a bunch of flowers or some such a thing.
A popular woman like her is used to getting such things as that when a feller comes to see her.
Oh, there.
Yeah, I suppose she is. Of course, candy's sort of hard to get nowadays.
Well, you better get her some anyway, Buster, if Lum says so. Now, he's running this place.
Yeah, well, all right. I'll stop over by the drugstore and see what I can get. I'll see you fellas later.
Yeah, all right.
Well, wait a minute. You don't think just taking a box of candy's enough, do you?
Jiminy, it ought to be.
Why, sure it ought to be, Lum.
Well, it ain't, though.
Huh?
Got to remember, this is Miss Charity Spears you're calling on, not just any woman.
Oh.
Don't forget all them other fellas more than likely bring her candy, too.
Well, Yeah.
That's right, ain't it?
I'll go where with you if you've got that money.
Who are you to expect to get any attention if you don't go them others one better?
Yeah, it looks like you had better get her something else, Buster. You want to make a big impress on her.
Yeah, I'd suggest getting her some flowers. Women folks always likes flowers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll get her a batch of sweet peas in. No, them ain't good enough for Miss Spears.
Law me, no, she'd throw them right out the window, Buster. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta get her roses or gardenias or maybe even orchids.
Christmas anthems, them's as good.
Yeah, for her, you gotta get the best or none at all.
It got to get the best, got to get the best.
Man, I don't know where I can get any orchids. I never seen one of them.
Well, that don't make no difference. Just go buy one anyway. There ought to be some. If Lum's heard the name, they ought to have them somewhere.
Go up Miss Hurley's restaurant. She usually handles some flowers down there.
Yeah, I seen one or two bouquets are sitting there in the window this morning when I come by.
Grows them there in her yard and brings them down there at the cafe to sell.
Yeah, she's got some. I seen them down there this morning.
Yeah, find out what the best flowers she's got down there.
Yeah, call her. You can use our phone there again if you want to, Buster.
Well, I don't know.
Go on, I get on the phone and buy some flowers, see what
she's thinking up some poetry to write on a card to go with the flowers, too.
Yeah.
Everything's got to be done in a fancy, high-class, cultured way for Miss Spears. Just recollect that.
Yeah, something about that rose, that red bollocks, that blue stuff. I wish Mousy Gray was here. He could write the poetry. He's awful good at it.
Yeah, but even Mousy's poems wouldn't be good enough for an occasion like this.
They wouldn't.
Hello, Miss Spears.
Miss Spears?
This is Buster B. Davenport.
We told you to call up the restaurant down there, Grandpad.
Listen, Miss Spears, I won't be over today after all.
For the land's sake. Buster, now, what'd you tell her that for?
Well, it's about all I can do.
Well, why is it?
Well, I can't go with her.
Can't go with her? Why?
I just ain't good enough for a woman like her, that's why.